The Philadelphia Museum of Art now has opened an exhibition of wildlife photography by Michael Nichols, who for many years took pictures for National Geographic. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that the show attempts to infuse high art with something genuinely wild.
The show, called Wild, features photographs of gorillas, tigers, lions, elephants in their natural habitat. I asked curator Peter Barberi how this kind of photojournalism fits in the context of art.
Well, it doesn't, does it? That's the short answer.
Barberi matched Michael Nichols' photographs with art objects from the museum's collection, like 19th century hunting paintings, pre-Columbian sculptures of animals, and a jungle scene by Henri Rousseau, a Parisian post-impressionist who never set foot in a jungle. The pairings of artwork with photojournalism suggests a long sweep of mankind's changing relationship with nature. Nichols spent his entire career hustling around the world, taking pictures that were meant to illustrate magazine stories with no intention of ever hanging them in a museum.
I didn't blink for 40 years. Maybe the reason I never printed my pictures, I never took the time to.
Nichols' photography requires a huge amount of technical resources and a fantastic amount of patience. He traveled to the most remote parts of the world hauling robots, infrared gear, computer monitors, drones, whatever it took to get as close as possible to an animal on its own turf. Then he would wait for weeks, sometimes months, to come away with a single picture of an animal acting completely in its nature, something wild, like tiger cubs at play or a lion eating the head of a zebra.
If you put the pieces there and you're patient enough, something special might happen. And that's what I was always after. I never wanted things to be so clean and tidy. I find that boring.
Nichols says he was always driven to tell stories, not to make art, and that's why it feels strange to him to be in the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
People don't see populist work like this too much in museums, and I'm a complete populist. But secretly in your heart, you want to be an artist, you want to be recognized, so this is really unbelievable for me, but at the same time, it's really good for the museum, too. Museums can get cloistered without even realizing it.
Wild stays at the Art Museum through the summer, and then it travels to National Geographic in Washington, D.C. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.